This is Katie Jeter with the Public Affairs Program on KNDY. I sat down with the superintendents from Southern High School in Wymore, Christopher Pazoski, and Diller Odell High School in Odell, Mike Mayerly, to talk about the upcoming school year. Christopher talked about a new strategic plan with five new areas that he's looking forward to in the upcoming school year, along with many other things.
I think first and foremost with any start of the school year is you're really looking forward to kids getting back, really in the buildings. You work all summer and kind of even in the spring before school's out to get ready for the following year. So really excited about that. The other thing is this last year we completed a new strategic plan. Part of that is we're going to focus on five new areas. It'll be communication, activity engagement in terms of the kids being more active in activities, not just athletics, but also, say, band. Mental behavior health, facilities, and academics. And lastly, one of the neat programs we're actually starting this year is called Jobs for American Graduates. It's something United Way and the governor have been pushing. And what JAG is, it's a program dedicated to empowering students in middle school and high school, higher education, and the workplace and beyond. So part of JAG, we're really focusing on 87 core competencies, which include communication skills, critical thinking, leadership development, and key workplace practices. So really excited about getting this new program going for our middle school and high school students.
Mike talked about the anticipation of getting back into the building and getting back on a routine.
Well, it's always, I think there's a lot of anticipation getting the kids and the teachers back in the building. Cooler weather, fall sports, everybody's excited for that. And I think everybody just is anxious to get back into a more of a schedule, a routine. And I know the parents are ready to get the kids back to school, that's for sure.
Having staff resign is always a sad thing, but getting new staff to replace them can be a good thing as well. Here, Christopher talks about one teacher retiring and also getting some new staff members.
Yeah, so we did have one retirement, Kathy Hayden. I think she was here for 30-plus years as a science teacher. And then it's kind of ironic then, we hired Drake Adams as a new science teacher. He's actually a Southern graduate. It's always nice to get those graduates to come back home. And he'll be involved again. He's also going to coach basketball. Also, like I said, starting a JAG program. So Brendan Grunewald is a retired work-based learning teacher from Beatrice. She's going to be the new teacher there, kind of filling in there. So it'll be nice to get someone with definitely a plethora of experience. And then lastly, we had a late resignation right before the due date. So we'll have a new music teacher, Nicole Stevens. She'll be K through 12, both of music. So we're excited for all three of them to be involved in our district.
Mike is also excited about a new sixth grade teacher that is also going to be an assistant football coach.
So teaching-wise, we have a new sixth grade teacher, Hunter Cervini. He comes to us. He's a Wilbur native and went to the University of Nebraska, Lincoln, played baseball there. So we're excited to have Hunter on board. He's going to, as I said, be our sixth grade teacher and assistant football coach.
Accomplishments always make someone feel good, even if it's just one. Christopher talked about safety and security that best fit his one accomplishment.
Well, I look really back to safety and security. So this past year, we actually implemented our first school resource officer, or you call them school resource deputy, through the county. So it's actually a partnership between the county and then Diller Odell, Freeman, Southern. So we get them, you say, one-third of the time. So I think that's another enhancement we're making, not only to have more of a presence with law enforcement, but also humanize our profession, show kids that, hey, being a law enforcement isn't a bad job. It's no different than being a teacher there. I know the shortage of teachers and the shortage of law enforcement, but I think definitely get them here, having that presence, and just like I said, building those relationships and be good for everyone moving forward.
Mike likes the community aspect of his.
I think more than anything, the relationship our school has with the community. It's a good relationship between the teachers, the administration, the school board, and the community. And I think that's what makes our school district so strong, is a good relationship among those different parties.
I would like to thank both Chris and Mike for being guests on this weekend's Public Affairs. If you would like to listen again, you can always go to sunflowerradio.com and stay tuned for the next few weeks as more interviews with surrounding superintendents are to come. Thank you for listening. This has been Katie Jeter with the Public Affairs Program here on KNDY.